Even in some of the world's poorest countries, somebody's making money, and often enough the affluent cluster in a rapidly expanding capital city, which is certainly true in the capital of Sudan. Khartoum has gathered in most of the nation's resources, leaving little for troubled regions like Darfur. The money in Khartoum has attracted people, yet there's not enough to go around, and many city dwellers say they are suffering. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has the latest in our series on the world's changing cities called The Urban Frontier.
If there's ever a remake of the television show Green Acres, Knight Taban should play the role made famous by Ava Gabor. Okay, Knight is only 12 years old and she lives in Khartoum, but she's dealing with a lot of the same issues. First of all, she's been in the big city all her life and she likes it.
I like the mall. You can buy everything. You can just shop, go. Hang out with your friends there.
Knight likes pink clothes and pink nail polish and her pink cell phone. She would adore a penthouse view, preferably pink. Ditto her sister, who is actually called Ava. But their dad, Alfred Taban, is from southern Sudan, and you can't get more country than that. No electricity or running water in most areas, and definitely no mall. Taban is building a house there in a place called Kajukeji, where land spreads out so far and wide. Keep Khartoum and give them that countryside.
But for now, the kids will not touch the south. My wife took them to Kajukeji. They became sick with malaria, and they hated it.
Yep, that's pretty much what Knight remembers. One trip to see Grandma in southern Sudan, and the whole episode ends in a hospital emergency room.
We can't drink water, even. We can't eat, everything. We're just sitting in the bed. I really feel like I'm going to die or something.
It's a classic migration story. Mom and Dad come from the hinterlands and raise some city slicker kids. But in Khartoum, the story is playing out by the millions. Over time, people identify less with their place of birth and they become citizens of Khartoum. Mudawi Ibrahim Adam is an engineer from Kordofan province, west of the city. He says it happened to him.
You come here, you study at the university, you graduate from the university. You have a job, you marry, you stay here. I am not anymore representing the people of Kordofan. I am from Khartoum. This is a reality.
It's a reality, especially among elites, Adam says. And yet most of the 3 million people who live here make less than $150 a year. They live in the slums ringing the city, about as far away from a penthouse view as you can imagine. Alfred Taban is the editor of the Khartoum Monitor newspaper.
Those in Khartoum, the majority of them, now feel they are all marginalized. So it is a common language now, poverty. They are poor people.
And because Sudan's central government has spent years centering jobs and infrastructure here at the expense of the rest of the country, most every newcomer has a sad story to tell. People in the desert north are in a desperate struggle for water. People in the green south have plenty of rain, but no plumbing to speak of. On the western frontier in Darfur, there's rebel fighting and millions are living in camps. But many in Khartoum see Darfurians as doing just fine. What are they complaining about, asked one man whose parents are from the desert north. At least those people have water.
It is true, a lot of people here don't have so much sympathy. They are telling the people of Darfur, why don't you come here?
Khartoum is a desert oasis at the confluence of the Blue and White Nile rivers. There are ice cream parlors and fancy hotels, and an outdoor cafe here even spritzes you with refreshing water particles. At the fancy new Adidas store here on Africa Road, there's a huge poster of the soccer star David Beckham, and inside there's tons of merchandise. But expatriates say that prices here can be eye-popping.
It's more expensive to rent a house in Khartoum than to rent in the posh suburb of D.C.
Antoine Gerard administers the United Nations humanitarian program for Darfur. He's a Frenchman who lived for many years in Northern Virginia.
If you would rent a house in Virginia, very close to D.C., you would rent about $2,500 in a good environment. In Khartoum, you will have to rent for $4,000. And you don't have a kitchen that is equipped. and you might have even a broken bathroom, and you would have to deal with this.
Ghazi Suleiman is a lawyer in Khartoum. He's from northern Sudan, where he says life hasn't changed much since the Stone Age. Suleiman was an avid supporter of southern Sudan during its long civil war with Khartoum. But now that there's peace, he is at peace in the capital city.
Khartoum is now cosmopolitan. We are just like London. Now Khartoum, it is the Sudan itself.
But Suleiman, who considers himself a human rights advocate, is like most Khartoum residents. He's not always sympathetic when it comes to Darfur. The leader of the rebel group that attacked the outskirts of Khartoum recently is no angel, he says. That guy used to work for the Khartoum government as a notorious security chief.
I was arrested by him at least 4 times. He was part of the security. Now I am paralyzed by the torture I had. I was beaten like pig, and I've spent all my time in detentions. One day I was released. I didn't know how to put my trousers on.
The political climate in Khartoum can be vicious, but Adil Ali Abbas says he's not political, and after deep reflection, he says he doesn't really belong in Khartoum. Abbas is 30 years old and from a country town west of here. He came to Khartoum in 1994 to help look after his brother's kids. Now he works for one of the area's cell phone companies. Sitting in a sprawl of dusty warrens and handmade houses, Abbas says the big city has lost its sheen.
All the things that I thought were important in the past, like the cinemas, the parks, and all that, I would not want to be back to that. I would just miss the people, my colleagues.
Abbas says he would like a job in his hometown so he can get married. He's got a girlfriend back there. Abbas says he can't bring home a girl from Khartoum who wears blue jeans and a headscarf. That's just too cosmopolitan.
The girls in Khartoum are more exposed. They've seen a lot, they've done a lot. The way they dress is different, everything is different. So I myself can relate to that, but it would be hard for my family to relate with that. They might not accept it.
But there is no job at home. Maybe that's why Abbas's brother in Khartoum is wearing a T-shirt today that says, "I'm really excited to be here." Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Khartoum.